Hey everyone, welcome to the Brand Sisters. I'm Claire.
I'm Alexis.
And today I wanted to chat and share about a big moment that I had not too long ago. And it led me to kind of, you know, create this three signs that you are ready to stop DIYing everything in your business.
Oh, this is good.
Yes. I've had a few, you know, kind of graduating moments, as I like to call them, in my, you know, professional life, where I felt like I needed to make a significant shift. Mm-hmm. And when my now 1 year old was born, a lot of things kind of shifted for me. And I felt like, you know, obviously it's a big life change. And I felt like I needed to reevaluate a lot of things. And at that point I had, you know, my design business, we hadn't merged yet. And you know, when you're working for yourself, like you should at least like reevaluate things regularly. Mm-hmm. So I felt like I kind of came to a point where I was like, okay, I don't have, the luxury of like spending a lot of time doing a bunch of different things. Like I needed to kind of choose what I wanted to spend my time on. So I kind of came down to, I made a lot of changes. And then when we merged, I made a lot more changes. Mm-hmm. And all of them have been so great. And I feel like I have grown so much professionally and feel much more peaceful and happy and balanced, mm-hmm, because of all of them. So I wanted to share three signs that, you know, might be an indicator that some of our listeners might want to take the next step.
I think this is so important at so many different phases, because you're talking about pivotal moments like when your baby's born, right? Mm-hmm. And that is obviously a huge time of reevaluation. But those kind of things come up. I mean, I have teenagers.
Like, yeah.
I'm on a totally different level. Not level, like age level.
Yeah.
Time in life anymore. And those kind of things, like, and opportunities continually come up where you have those moments of like, something needs to change.
Mm-hmm.
And feeling. And it isn't always those big, like, when my baby's born,
right,
or whatever.
Right, right.
So I really like this, and I think it's so relatable at so many different times of life.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me the first one.
Okay. So number one is that my weaknesses were very apparent.
Mm.
So I realized that, you know, especially if you're running your own business, you are wearing so many hats, right? So I had like the client work. I needed to like reach out to, you know, make myself available to new clients. And, you know, you have social media, you have like, client correspondence, and you know, there's just so many aspects to your business and like stuff that I didn't enjoy. You could tell like after a while it became less, I just became less good at it, right? Like for me, for especially when my son was born, it was like my priority was like client work. You know, like I wanted to do the best I could with the design projects I had, and like that was my, you know, main focus. Other than that, like I didn't enjoy the email correspondence. You know, like I didn't really enjoy social media. You know, there were a lot of aspects about it that were suffering, and because of that, like I couldn't be at my full potential, mm-hmm, right? Like there were things about my business that were kind of dragging me behind because I wasn't able to wear all the hats perfectly. Mm-hmm. Right. Second sign.
Wait, no, hold on.
Oh, okay.
I'm not done with the first.
Okay, go ahead.
This is really interesting because when you said your weaknesses were apparent, I wasn't thinking about the weaknesses in your business. The first thing that my mind went to is like the weaknesses of like your challenges were apparent to the people around you.
Hmm.
And while that's not what you meant, that's one of my first signs.
Hmm.
And like, I'm obviously taking this to like a personal level, hmm, here, but like, I think when things are off, they're off for people around us,
hmm,
too.
Hmm.
And for me, that's always been one of the number one indicators of things, hmm, like something's off,
yeah,
right? Is like, when those weaknesses become apparent to the people around you, or mm, you know that like, this isn't who I am, mm, for these people, mm-hmm, but this is why it is, because I'm trying to wear so many hats.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was very interesting,
yeah,
that when you said that, I felt something different.
Mm-hmm.
And again, yeah, it's the stuff in your business too.
Yeah.
But just how much those things are often intertwined.
Totally. Well, that's a little bit with the next one was that, okay. I felt like well, actually the one after that. Okay. So the second point, the second reason or sign that I felt like it was time to make a switch was that I was wasting time and money. Mm-hmm. I guess it's kind of related with what you were saying. I felt like, you know, I was in a point in my life where I was in my 30s, you know, like I had a baby, a husband, I had a very, you know, full life, like a lot of things going on and that I was happy about and excited about. And I felt like I was over Googling and YouTubing everything for like how to make my business work, right? Different like aspects of your business. And when you're doing everything, it's like, there's just so many things that can go wrong. So many things that like aren't working up to speed or whatever. And I think that especially, I think that a lot of entrepreneurs are somewhat perfectionistic, you know, mm-hmm. like we have high standards and high expectations. And I think that's one of the reasons why we're able to do it. And we're able to run our own business. But I think it's also one of the reasons that that we kind of like run ourselves in the ground, you know, because we feel like I can do everything, you know, like any issue that comes up, it's like, I'm going to solve it, fix it, you know, like only forward, we're only moving forward, you know? And because of that, like I realized when time became so precious, how much I was actually wasting, you know, which like you just don't appreciate until you have more things in your life, you know, that make time so valuable.
Yeah.
And I just felt like, and then obviously money too. It's like I was so stuck in feeling like I don't want to hire somebody because I can just do it myself, right? But then eventually you're realizing I've spent so many hours. I've spent 10 hours on this one thing that I could have hired a professional for to do in one. And like how valuable are those 10 hours to me, you know, to be able to do my job better, to be able to be more present to, you know, my family, to be able to enjoy like the hobbies that I have in my life. You know, I want to have a balanced life. I don't want to be a workaholic, right. You know? So I felt like for me, it was really like incredible, you know, just to see how much I was actually wasting.
I think that this is so relatable for so many people. And I think that one of the things you said about just like as entrepreneurs and perfectionists, it's just like pushing through things, mm-hmm. right? Like, no, and we need to fix this and we need to keep going, you know? And then you're like kind of losing your values along the way. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when that happens, the things that are actually important to mm-hmm. you, and that's different for everybody, but I can say like for us, like quality time with our families, mm-hmm. right? Presence and peace in those moments, mm-hmm. not just like flurrying yeah. through. And I think that when we steamroll things and just like modify, adjust, move on, like keep going mm-hmm. without like pausing, we're like little pieces of our values and like what's important, like fall mm-hmm. to the wayside. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's not until you're so far in it that yeah. you like look back and you're like, what am I doing? Mm-hmm. Like, how is my life at this point? Mm-hmm. You know? And I'm not talking about like major crises mm-hmm. necessarily, but just things in your business and in life that end up falling to the side until you like really sometimes hit a wall. Mm-hmm. But like the point of like evaluating slowly, like peacefully along the way, so you don't get to those points. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And I think that's such an interesting thing, like the spending money part, especially for those of us that have started businesses from like the ground mm-hmm. level, you know, and like are building. The idea of spending money to make money is a really hard adjustment, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. but so necessary.
Yeah.
So necessary.
Yeah. Well, and like with our business, I feel like we have very much so gotten to a place where we're hiring out for mm-hmm. a lot of stuff, you know? And it's made life so much better, you know? And absolutely. I think there is some difference, like when you're working with somebody, you know, that you like trust to be able to, like tag team that and, you know, find people that you, you know, can really like jive with. I think that it is a little bit more of a burden. I think it's better in some ways for some people, but like doing it on your own, mm-hmm. you know, like I think it's harder doing it on your own in some ways, you know, because you don't have that, like, you can't, like, yesterday we were just talking on the phone being like, hey, why doesn't Instagram right. have better music, you know? Yeah. And it's like, hey, can you check that out? Like, it's just nice to be able to not feel like you're bearing
yes.
everything on your own.
Absolutely.
It's easier to make healthy decisions, mm-hmm. good decisions. Okay, and then the third sign was that I felt like, on the whole, I was holding myself back. Mm. Professionally, and mainly, but in a lot of different ways. And I felt like I was, you know, saying yes to projects that I didn't really want to do, or like, you know, working with people that I didn't necessarily jive with, or I felt like I wasn't working at my full potential. Mm-hmm. And I think to some extent, you know, when it comes to client work and design and all that kind of stuff, I felt like, you know, not much of that changed, but I felt like on the whole, I was just not, functioning as well as I could. I wasn't making as much money as I felt like I could. You know, I just felt like there were a lot of aspects about it that I felt stunted. Mm-hmm. And I felt like things were kind of getting held back. And I could see when I made the decision to move past DIY and everything and moving into, you know, hiring out and all that kind of stuff, I felt like I grew so much, you know, in every way. Like I was able to really focus and hone in on what I loved. Mm-hmm. And that really like evolved. And there was just like, I felt like I could breathe a little bit more, you know? And I felt like when I sat down to like work on client work and work on like a design project, there was just so much inspiration, so much creativity, mm-hmm. you know, it was like, I was able to, you know, like cut all these like strings around mm-hmm. me, you know, and I was able to function so much more freely.
Yeah.
So I feel like, you know, they're all three of those reasons are signs or whatever, somewhat, you know, related, but I felt like there were a lot of things that I was dealing with, mm-hmm. right? And like saying yes to and doing out of obligation or whatever it might have been, when thinking that there just like wasn't any other way to go about it,
right?
Feeling like there was just this like ceiling above that like, I'm just not there yet, you know? Yeah. Or like, it's not time yet or whatever. But then realizing I could do more, you know? Like, and I can do better. And I feel like that was the overall sign of like, no, I'm ready to shed my cocoon, you know, yeah. and like get to the next level. And I feel like, I mean, I'm sure you've had experiences like that in your business, but I, just like you said before, like there are, I think we should reevaluate constantly. And there are different moments where we get to kind of graduate to the next level, right? Mm-hmm. Like I'm sure we'll, you know, like in our business, like in a year or two or five or whatever, like we'll constantly be reevaluating and constantly be taking mm-hmm. that next step, which I think is like so inherent to entrepreneurs. Like we're all about growth, right? Mm-hmm. Like we all just want to get to the next level.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. I feel like my next topic will definitely be about growth. But it was interesting because I had been feeling, like what you're saying, you get, this is just a constant like mm-hmm. reevaluation. And maybe it's not next time, like, okay, I'm done with the DIY, but now I need to reevaluate doing this or not doing this. Mm-hmm. Right. But it was so interesting because I felt a lot of those things at the start of this summer.
Mm-hmm.
I was just feeling like my priorities had shifted. I was feeling like I wasn't getting as much time with like my family because I was like constantly working, mm-hmm. you know. And not that I was DIYing everything. I mean, I think our business had been in like a really good place that I was just doing so much. And so this summer, I really scaled back.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so, like, I think I turned down 12 clients this summer. And when I thought about, like, the profit potential for that as a whole, I was like, oh my gosh, like, why was that? But everything, I knew it was the right choice. Because, like, that's the thing. Like, I didn't want to be doing those things. They weren't projects, all of them, that, like, I really wanted to take. And I got time to like reevaluate and reprioritize like my values, like in my business and mm-hmm. like in my work, and just kind of reshift and reset. And I know it's different than what you're talking about, but that was like my most recent mm-hmm. level of like, I don't need to climb to the next level right now. Mm-hmm. I need to just be present mm-hmm. here mm-hmm. on this level professionally and personally contribute to like mm-hmm. in my personal life, mm-hmm. you know? And it really was like one of the most, like powerful times for me. Mm-hmm. But I just think that I just think it's like a constant, thing that we'll be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And for you, when you were at this point, how do you feel like that next step for you of like stopping the DIY, benefited you personally and professionally?
Well, I think it was, I mean, personally, for obvious reasons, because I felt like my life just became way more balanced, you know, like I was able to spend more quality time. Like I wasn't, I, there's just like so much power in saying no, you know, like I felt like there was, I was saying yes to taking the next step and yes to, you know, hiring out and doing all that, you know, other stuff. But I was also saying no to things that weren't giving my life as much value anymore, you know, like working with people that I just didn't like, our values didn't resonate, you know, or like projects that I knew were just going to be draining, you know, like stuff like that. I was no longer doing things just for the money or because I was afraid that like wasn't going to get any more clients, you know? So it was, I felt like on the whole, I was just healthier, you know, like a healthier functioning business because I was able to not be working as much from a place of like desire, you know, like it was just much more of a place of like peace to realize that's actually not the most important thing in my life, you know? And I think for me, at least like having a kid changed that, you know, right. It's like having a child, everything just like shifts and you realize your priorities just really get aligned very quickly, you know? And so I think for me, it was just very much so like my most important thing in life by far is, you know, my family and our values and, you know, the life that we have together. And I was able to actually enjoy that so much more and be present so much more. But then like, you'd think that that would make my business suffer and it didn't.
Right.
Like it only enriched it. It only made me feel more at home in what I was doing, you know, like I didn't feel like stretched. I didn't feel like I don't dread my work anymore. You know what I mean? Like it wasn't my job all of a sudden became something that I truly deeply love and resonate with versus something that like I have to do, you know, or like I have to hustle, have to hustle, you know? So I feel like on the whole, it was just it's been so much richer.
Yeah. I think it's interesting for me because my work ethic has evolved over the years, but where it is now, I really place a lot of value in working hard. And so at times saying no to things or shifting where you're not taking on as much work and doing things you love makes me feel my knee-jerk reaction is, well, that I'm not working hard enough. And I've realized how flawed that is and how like that's just so much, so many things that I have to work past. But I think that that's the case for like a lot of people. And again, just myself, that like saying no to certain things, outsourcing, spending more time with your family or like whatever, doesn't mean you are not working hard. It means that you're prioritizing. And I just think that that's a huge mind shift thing that I'm constantly having to work on to make sure that what I'm investing in, it is aligned with all of my values, not just my work ethic. Does that make sense?
Totally.
I think that's hard.
Yeah, it is hard. And I feel like it's something that we probably will always, it'll always be sort of a source of like, maybe not tension, but like challenge, you know, like it challenges us to live not just as like business people and, but as like humans, you know, like figuring out that balance. Yeah. But, yeah, I think it's really valuable. And, you know, we encourage everyone listening to do that, you know, like to take that time to reevaluate and to see, and just to be open to those moments, whether it's going to happen now or a year from now, you know, just to be open and ready to take that step and say yes to growth and getting to the next level, whether or not it's scary or unknown or whatever it might be.
Yeah. And yes to growth, not just by growth doesn't always mean profitability.
Yes.
And I think like, I think that's what we're talking about here anyways, but just to say it like open to growth that may not look like the same kind of growth that always has or what you think that means. Like, and you know, revenue increase by X percent, that growth may look different at different times.
Totally.
And that's good.
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. So you can read more about this on our website, our blog post, listen to our podcast, watch us on YouTube, and then come visit us on social media. We have Pinterest and Instagram and TikTok and all that fun stuff. And we'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye.